KQED. And now we're going to hear some really different sounding music that's still rooted in a social message. Every month, the California Report's Susie Racho and our jazz critic Andrew Gilbert join us to chat about some of the latest releases from Golden State musicians. Today, they're here to tell us about some spiritual music from Alice Coltrane, plus a collaboration that brings together young musicians from across the globe.
We're hearing Om Rama, the lead-off cut from the compilation World Spirituality Classics 1, the ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane, Turiya Sankeetananda. And while the jazz pianist had a very distinctive career of her own, she was, of course, married to John Coltrane, and she didn't really start to record under her own name until after he died in 1967. And this release is an interesting one. It's a bit of an unearthing. It's called From Spiritual Work she released on cassettes between 1982 and 1995. So, Andy, what can you tell us about this project and that specific period in her life?
You know, it's sort of this legend that after she stopped recording under her own name in 1978, there was sort of this great silence. And it turns out that wasn't at all the case. She continued making music. In this case, it was designed for a specific purpose, for her spiritual practice, for this ashram she founded in Agoura Hills. And what's fascinating is it's not like she left her jazz and gospel background at the door. You can hear all of that in this music.
Surprisingly modern listening to it today in the context of everything else that's out there now.
You could call this New Age music, but that really doesn't do it justice at all. There's this handmade quality to it. There's a sense of a community coming together to make the music. There's the swooping synthesizer. She did string arrangements. She sings. There's her harp. There's organ. Then you hear choir coming in. So there's a lot of musical surprises here.
One of the surprising things I learned about, you know, in researching this chat with you is that her great nephew is the producer Flying Lotus. This really sounds like some of the stuff that is coming through with that very, very fertile jazz scene that's going on in LA right now.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I hope this project does is point people back to these great albums she made in the 60s and 70s. And there's a direct line between that music and the music of Pharoah Saunders and Kamasi Washington, with, of course, Flying Lotus right there in the middle.
In the middle, right.
There are a lot of connections.
That's Ur-Ra from World Spirituality Classics 1, the ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane, Turiya Sankeetananda. And now we have another project where the goal is not just enlightenment or spirituality, but to change the world. That's Music Action Ensemble from their album Foundation. It's the first one from this group. And this is kind of a global gathering. It's bringing together young musicians from all over the world. But what's the California connection?
Well, they all gathered in San Francisco. And this is this really interesting project created by Drew Foxman, sort of a veteran producer, activist, who's been involved in a lot of different facets of the Bay Area music scene. And he put out a call and got applications from all over the world and selected 10 musicians to come together for several weeks in San Francisco, make music together, work with some mentors. In this case, it was the great drummer Eric Harland and the Tunisian singer-songwriter Amel Mahflouti. There's musicians from Togo, from Rwanda. A lot of these players already have really impressive careers. From the Bay Area, there's the trumpeter Will Magid. So you hear like all these styles coming together, though I gotta say the lingua franca in a lot of ways is often sort of hip-hop and R&B. So there's a lot of great grooves here. I think sometimes there's a sense of this is activist music. It's, you know, conceived so these musicians will go out into their communities, into the world, and affect social change. Sometimes the lyrics can be a little earnest, but musically, what they're doing, when you listen to how they're bringing styles together, I think it was really effective and has a lot of promise.
Andrew has more on the Music Action Ensemble and Alice Coltrane at californiareport.org. Thanks so much, Andy.
Great to be with you, Susie.
Andrew Gilbert is the California Report's jazz and world music critic.
And that's our show this week. The California Report magazine is a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. Our technical producer is Seal Muller, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer. Special thanks this week to Sandy Tolan and Karen Lowe at USC. Our online producer is David Marks. Sarah Craig is our intern. The California Report's senior editor is Victoria Maulion. Our editorial team includes Ingrid Becker, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Sasha Coca. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report magazine.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.